We're in Aurora, Nebraska today. We're at the Aurora Co-op, and we're going to talk with Al Perry, who is the head of seed division at Aurora Co-op. Al, let's talk about seed. I mean, it's been an interesting year with the drought last year and some uncertainty about supply. So how are things looking here in the middle of March?
The seed industry kind of suffered a couple of setbacks. The stuff grown in irrigation here in Nebraska germed well early. They're having a little issues with it now, cutting back supply. The stuff in the eastern Corn Belt, of course, had drought issues with germination and some large seed size. So it's going to be a very challenging spring on supply and getting the hybrids that the farmers wanted. The industry in a whole is kind of just sitting back, counting bags, and making sure they would kind of know where they're at.
Yeah, and still some uncertainty, I guess, just where acres are going exactly in some areas of the country, whether they're corn or beans. Guys probably watching the markets here and trying to make that decision. But you were telling me it's probably going to be a little nip and tuck in places.
Yeah, the industry in a whole, barring the drought that caused us issues and germination problems, the industry's kind of sitting with some swing acres with guys that not sure on corn and soybeans, and those late acres can cause some pain on the corn supply with the tightness we're already experiencing. So it'll be a challenge as it plays through the spring to see where we go and where we end up, you bet.
Of course, we had the big swing with technology over the past 20 years or so. And what are some of the trends you're seeing right now in the seed business? What are some of the things that are happening?
We evolved quickly into a trait-driven industry. That took some giant steps forward 3 and 4 years ago. We did some zone pricing on traits and did some of those things according to value. We're stepping a little bit away from those as some of the traits are having some issues with bugs here and there. So I think the general problem that we're experiencing just going to be what's next. You know, I think a lot of farmers today are just seriously wondering what's next. So that'll be the next process. I think it'll be maybe some different traits or some different things and different combinations. It'll be the next thing around the corner. And the ag industry in a whole has embraced them, and they're kind of wanting to know what we're going to do next.
For a while there, everything was really going along well, but as you indicated, with resistance in both insects and some weeds, there's going to be some new challenges going forward.
Yeah, it's a, you know, the world of agriculture is evolving daily, if not weekly, and the technology presence in agriculture has brought a lot of value and a lot of intense management practices out with variable rate seeding and variable rate fertilizer. So the seeds step forward and step back now. We'll see where they go. I hope they continue to bring the value they have in the past. And basically, the American farmer today really would like someone to come out with the next best thing for all the problems that we have today. And so I'm sure someone's in the locker room drawing that on a board today.
A lot of talk, and I know your seed side, not necessarily agronomics, but a lot of talk about seed population this winter and dry weather and what people should do there. But I think the advice I've heard in most cases is you got to plant for a good crop.
You bet. We encourage our producers quite frequently to always plan or plant according for adequate moisture, because we found with a lot of our strip tests and test plots, if you only plant so many seeds and we get good rain, you can only raise so much corn. If you have a corn plant 3 inches closer, 2 inches closer because of population, and you don't get enough rain, it's still going to die. So we really encourage the farmer to prepare for a good crop, maybe not go exponentially higher than what they're accustomed to, but never short yourself on the potential you could have with rainfall. That's correct.
Yeah. So any other trends you're seeing in the seed side? As you said, people are kind of looking for the next big thing. Have you found it yet?
We're always looking for it. Yeah. I promise you that. I would like to see some more research done on variable rate seeding. I think variable rate fertilizing and some of those things has come a long ways. Variable rate seeding just takes an intense amount of data and data management. And it's not a one-year project. You know, you need 3 and 4 years data to accurately place populations on a field. So I look for that, and soil probes on irrigation here through central Nebraska to be a key moving forward to help most of the producers just manage 3 and 4 feet of topsoil on irrigation as water issues arise, whether it's restrictions or what comes down the pipe. So I really look at water to be the next hot topic in ag probably for the next 10 years, whether it's irrigation or not. So